that I went through in my life while, you know, if I look back, reflect back 11 years ago, give or take a little bit more maybe, the evening before ordination, we sit here and we've been praying and we've been asking for God's will, and something that came to my mind today was, you know, as I was thinking about God's will, I often try to think ahead too far. And instead of just taking one day at a time, you know, if as I look back over my time in ministry, if I would have known everything when I was ordained as a minister, if I would have known everything that was in front of me ahead of time, I would have probably said, "Nope, I'm going to back out," and I wouldn't have accepted God's will. But as I look at that journey, I see how God moved one step at a time, each time. Every time we faced something, God's always came through. We found God's will, and we would always go the next step. And then my mind went, as I was thinking about that, and I want to share this with you tonight, because only one person will be chosen for this call of ministry this weekend. Only one. But does that mean that there's not a will for your life, for the rest of you? Maybe there's a lot. We don't know. Maybe there's two brethren and one gets chosen, the other one not. Maybe there's three and two won't get chosen. We don't know that for sure now. But we are seeking God's will, and God already knows all that. But so what about the others? You know, what about our will for our lives? And then I went to a little bit of a scripture here. It's a very familiar scripture, but I think it goes well with what we have going on tonight. And this is where the children of Israel and Moses were walking in the wilderness in Numbers chapter 9. I'm going to read some verses here in Numbers chapter 9. And then I want to leave a thought with you after I read this. Numbers chapter 9, in verse 15, I'm going to start reading. And it says there, "And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode from even until morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. And whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in their tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord, and at the commandment of the Lord, by the hand of Moses." So we see how, you know, we all know that the children of Israel complained a lot, and they were not perfect and maybe impatient. And Moses probably, we know that sometimes he was just about ready to say, "Okay, these ignorant people, they just don't listen." But you know, we're not really better than they are when it comes to following the will of God. But as I was thinking about the cloud and the pillar of fire and how God commanded, "Move now, don't move now, stay in your tent, rest in your tents. Okay, now it's time to go, now we move." And I was looking at verse 23. It said, "At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in their tents. And at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord." And that's the thought I want to leave with you tonight. Doesn't matter whether you're chosen or not. This applies to all of us. And especially to the one that's chosen. I know we sit here and we think, okay, What is this going to change in our lives? Is this is going to affect our family. It's going to affect our children. It's going to affect how we do things. It's going to change some things in our lives. Change is okay. As long as we're in the will of God, as long as we're following God by His will, in obedience to however God leads us, today, tomorrow, there's so many things I've faced in ministry that I wasn't sure where to move next. And then we sought God, and we looked for His will, we prayed, we fasted, we looked for God's will. God always came through. And when I would try to run ahead of God and move when it wasn't time to move, it would always be turn into a disaster. But when we waited on God, moved when the timing was right, God came through and worked things out for us. And so I just, you know, don't look at it as a mountain ahead of you that you're just never, don't know. God's grace and His mercies are new every morning. And His great is His faithfulness. God is faithful, and He will help us in life. And so I want you to take courage in that. Be in God's will. Don't try to take the world down all in one day. Take it one day at a time. Follow as God leads and be in the center of God's will. John Wesley said, "To find God's will is man's greatest discovery, and to do God's will is man's greatest achievement." Colossians 3:23, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men." So I just want to encourage you, whatever you're doing in life, all of us, let's do it heartily as unto the Lord. We're all called to build, to continue to build. We're building a church here to where we're building God's kingdom. And the point of it is so that we can guide more people and lead more people to Christ. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, and that's our call as a church and to be a part of that. And so, yeah, there's other things I could share. I don't want to take a lot of time this evening. I want to give Brother Tim time to share in a message tonight. And I want to say that just a few announcements that I want to make before we go into prayer here. So there were some questions on the voting part of things tonight. We'll clear that up just a little bit beforehand here. So everyone will vote, husband and wife, so that every member is voting. So if you go through the line, you each vote whatever the Lord has laid on your heart. And also along with that, we would ask that even if you don't vote for anyone or if you don't simply have a name tonight, we would ask that you would still come through the room back there. And after the message, Tyler will give you a little more direction on all of that. Also, as Tyler mentioned last night, we will be using the gap method to where we make the cut at the big gap, wherever that is, however that voting comes out. We pray that the Lord would give us clear direction and it would be no question where we are, where we stand at the end. And also, I want to just tell you as a church, we appreciate the fact that you trust us. And we trust you as well as you vote. We want to trust you, and we want to have open communication line between you as voting and us as a ministry team working together. It's an honor for me. As I was thinking about this ordination and thinking, you know, this is my first time going through this, and obviously I'm nervous about it, so you can pray for me. And so we have Roger Schrock here to help us along, assisting me in this. And then as I was thinking about this whole thing of back many years, I thought, you know, it would be really nice if we had Big Tim and if we had Paul here to just be with us and assist us. And so we've asked them tonight to be with us when we do the voting tonight. We've asked them to be with us and to assist us in that, to just be an extra set of brains there. And so I trust that will give you all as a church confidence too. And it's, you know, things like this, as I was thinking about the outreach, as it happened, these things don't just happen. This is a result of fruits that were sown, seeds that were sown years ago. And, you know, I think back of the days, it's almost 30 years now that we've been going to Faith Haven. We started going to Faith Haven over in a church house much like this one. This always brings memories back for me when we first started going to Faith Haven. And it was Tim and Paul were there. And then we built a new church house and moved from Benton up to Mount Hope. And after that, there was an outreach started. That's where New Life started. And Tim and Paul were both instrumental in that. And now we have off of that, we have LifeSpring starting here. And so it is, I just thought it would be, I wanted to respect, to honor them in that way, to have them here this evening and throughout the weekend, give them part in the services because of the appreciation of all the time, energy. I know they went through things. I've heard a lot of stories already. They've in their more than 30 years of ministry that they went through. Is it more than 40 for you, Tim, or not? 30? You're in the... A little over 30 years that they've been in the ministry about the same amount of time, Tim and Paul both. So, yes, I'm glad we can have them here this evening, and we have Tim bringing us the message tonight, and then Paul will share on Sunday morning. Okay, I hope that clears everything up for you all. And I'm going to let it up to Tyler after the message. We'll have word of prayer, and then after the message, if you have any questions, I'll let Tyler open that up for you for any questions that you might have before we go into the voting, and he'll give you direction on how we're going to do all of that. All right. So with those thoughts, why don't we stand? You've been sitting for a while. Let's all stand, and I'm going to have Tim come up. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll give the time to Brother Tim. Let's pray. Father, tonight we thank you so much for the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for your church. Father, you say that you will build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, Lord. And we thank you, God, for that tonight. And I pray a blessing upon the church here at New Life or at LifeSpring. I pray, Father, that you would bless as we seek your will. Lord, tonight, as we seek your will, would you bless it? Would you be there? Would your spirit guide us, Lord? Would it be out of our hands, and would we give it all to you? And especially now, Lord, as Brother Tim brings us the message here, I pray, Father, that you would break the bread of life through him, give him the strength he needs, Lord, give him the health and the strength under his legs to stand here and to preach your word, and, Lord, to bring us truth and to bring us encouragement or whatever you have, Lord, through him. Help us, Lord, to have open hearts to receive what you have for us. And Lord, I just pray that you would just hover over us. Keep your angels around this building and around all of us, Lord, tonight, so that we know that your spirit is here. We know, Lord, that where your people are present, there's where your spirit abides. And so we know you're here. We thank you for that, Lord. We give it all to you and pray in your name. Amen.